he'll drive it back down. But if he bows up and steps across that line, you gotta whoop a man's ass sometimes.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's your good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just out off Mount San Antonio with the radio blasting and the bird dog on. Yeah, please travel my head down the town, but no local yokel gonna shut me down. Cause me and my boys got this rig around, and we'll come a thousand miles from a guitar town.
If you're a country music fan, particularly classic country, join me, Cope Reynolds, every Friday night for Liberty Lounge right here on the Survival Circle Network.
Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kind of just hanging around. But I heard someone call my name one day, and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Jeep guitar.
Absolutely the fastest 2 hours on internet radio, Liberty Lounge, every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Eastern, right here on Survival Circle.
Time for the shooting bench. If political incorrectness offends you, or if you don't like guns, or if you don't believe our government is corrupt enough to compare to 1938 Nazi Germany, this may not be the show for you, because for the next 2 hours, that's all we're going to talk about. You need to understand that there's a storm coming. you need to understand that the storm is building strength. And most of all, you need to understand that
we are the storm.
All right, we are the storm. Almost didn't get sit down in time there. I found a whole bunch of people looking to get approved to join LFA Arizona, so had to take care of that right quick. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. It is the 4th of September. A lot of stuff going on. Got a lot of stuff to talk about, and I promised a bunch of people that I'm going to start being a little bit more diligent, at least on Wednesdays, to talk a little bit more about gun-related stuff. We always throw some in here and there, a little unpredictable, but there's always some in there. But Wednesday nights, I'm going to try to do a little better. Now, I'm not saying that I'm not going to do away with all the political stuff, because I'm not. There's just way too much stuff out there that's way too important as far as I'm concerned. But, we're going to kind of try to get back to the roots of what the Shooting Bench was years ago, at least on Wednesday nights. I'm going to bounce over here to the chat room real quick and see if there's anybody hanging out over there. 5x5, thank you, Tebow. Appreciate that. Let's see. Who else we got in there? Let me click on my little magic whiteboard here. AZ Bound has joined us. Good to see you, brother. I missed you here lately. T-Burger, I'm not sure who that is. I think I know who that is. And DeTinker and Yakima Glock. We got a handful of anonymous in there still coming in. So, all right, well, let's get on with it. Well, obviously the big news right now, everybody's, it's everywhere, is Walmart's decision to do away with open carry, to stop selling all handgun ammo and handguns. They're still selling handguns in Alaska, which I don't know why they don't sell them anywhere else. But let's see, what else did they do? Oh, big thing here, big deal. And I want to get me some before they get rid of it, and that's that short-barreled rifle ammo. Now, I'm not sure what that is, but I want some of it. Now, I don't think they know what it is either, but they don't want us to have any. So whatever it is, since they don't want us to have it, I want some. I want a lot of it. I don't know if I'll ever use it because I don't know what it is, but I'll have some. There's a lot of things to consider here. It has consumed me here these last couple of days on Facebook. And Kroger followed, I don't know if you guys have seen this yet, but Kroger followed suit right behind them. Same thing, no open carry. So, number one, it doesn't necessarily mean that Walmart itself is becoming anti-gun. If it was anti-gun, they would, stop selling all the everything gun-related, just like some other places have. However, to Tinker, that's exactly what it is. I know I'm just being facetious. It's a stupid term. There's no such thing as a short-barreled rifle. Well, that's not true. The 300 Whisper came out as a short-barreled rifle ammo. It worked very well. I'm just kidding. So, where was I at there? Open carry thing, there's a statement out there by the Walmart CEO that says that they are going to contact the administration, Trump administration, and try to get some, like they always say, common sense gun control stuff going. So I understand the emotion over these shootings and stuff. I really do. And it's, but by the same token, and I don't know why nobody but us gets this, they want to limit some things we do with guns and limit the type of guns that we get and limit the type of ammo we get to combat a certain type of crime and that certain type of activity that happens out there. So what I don't get, and I know I'm preaching to the choir because all of you have already heard this, but what I don't get is why they continue to sell tires and why they continue to work on cars and why they sell alcohol when there's, you know, many, many hundreds of times more people killed by those things than by guns. And, you know, the stuff they sell in the pharmacy and just, you know, any number of things. So knives. There are more people killed with knives than there are with guns, but they continue to sell them and there's no age limit. You can go in there at, you know, 12 years old and buy a knife and then turn around and go kill somebody with it. And whose fault will it be? It'll be the 12-year-old deranged little brat's fault, but if he does it with the gun, it's the gun's fault. I'm having a hard time processing all this. I just don't get it. So, you know, and I've got a, let me look over here if I can get back to my other deal here. Anyway, I was looking at a thing this earlier where, I don't know what in the heck I did with it. I hate it when I do stupid stuff. There it is. In the United Kingdom, record number this year, since the highest since data has been collected since 1997, highest number of people killed with a knife or a sharp object. This is, figures show 25% of the victims were black. There were 285 killings by a knife or sharp object in the 12 months ending in March of 2018. They say one in four of all the victims were men aged 18 to 24, and let's say 25% black. So we look down here at these numbers. Knife or sharp object, 285, hitting, kicking, whatever, 106, not known, 57. You know, these ones that are not known, they ought to take them in and, you know, do an autopsy or something, find somebody who knows what to do. I suppose there's some that they're not sure of. Strangulation, asphyxiation, 56. Blunt object, 36. Explosion, 34. Shooting, 29. But guns are the problem. Almost 10 times more people killed with knives and sharp objects than shooting in the United Kingdom. Anyway, let's get back to what we were talking about. We were talking about what's going on in Walmart. Now, okay, it's not, remember when Dick's did their thing? Well, Walmart was right behind them. Everybody would rake Dick's over the fire, over the coals, and were quick to boycott them, damn near ruined them, and that's fine. I'm all for it. But, you know, Walmart did almost the same thing, and everybody was all mad about it for about a week, and then it all went away. And Walmart is something that very few people are going to permanently boycott, very few, if any. Too many places, you know, right here in Sholo, we have very, very limited resources as far as going and getting the type of things that Walmart has. And, you know, it's going to be hard. Now, we can do our grocery shopping at Safeway. The people over in Snowflake can do theirs at Bash's. And, you know, we have options for groceries. But for a lot of the other stuff that Walmart has, we have to run all over town for hours on end. And some of that stuff, there just is no other option. We have to drive at least 150 miles to have other options. We have to go to Flagstaff or Phoenix for other options for some of the stuff that Walmart has. So to just flat out get on Facebook and beat your chest and say you're going to boycott them, well, you're probably not, really. You know, you may try, and it'll have an effect on them. We're absolutely going to stop buying groceries over there. But let me tell you something else. Just because, hang on a second, I need to run over here and see if my sound is, okay, it's still good. They have their right to do what they want to do just as we do. They have a right to restrict open carry if they want to. They did not restrict concealed carry. So in Arizona, that's really not too big of a deal being a quote-unquote constitutional carry state anyway. Anybody that's not a prohibited possessor can walk in there with a concealed handgun, and they're okay with that. So it's not exactly the same as what Dix did. It's not nearly as bad. Dix just literally changed the law and decided what we were going to do. And that's not quite as bad with what Walmart's doing. Do I approve of it? No, I don't. And I'm going to excessively limit my visits over there. Am I going to completely boycott them? Not yet. I'm going to boycott them some. I'm not going to get groceries there anymore. And things that I can get other places that, we quit buying any type of animal feed there, and we go to our local feed store and support them. But there's a lot of other stuff that we just don't have any other options here. So for the time being, now I will, and everybody that knows me knows I will, boycott them completely. If it gets to a point where they do something, if they start donating money to the anti-gun people, oh, son, I'll be absolutely finished with them. I will drive to Flagstaff or Phoenix or whatever. I'll order, from wherever online and have it delivered. I'll do whatever I have to do. But there's something that I put on Facebook here, I think it was this morning. And I want to share this with you and see what you think. Now, I've talked about this probably, the first time I brought this up was probably, 2007 or 8, probably, maybe 6, maybe 2006. Tebow might remember. He's in the chat room there. Hey, Nan just joined us. Good to see you there. There's an anonymous 6496. I don't know who you are, but welcome. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. Hopefully you'll get something you like out of this, and you'll come back and join us. But the thing that I wrote here, and like I said, I've talked about this back in 2006, 7, 8, somewhere in there, and that is the fact that the time is rapidly approaching that we're not going to have any other choice. I told a group of my friends here when we had breakfast the other morning, I said, what's going to happen here pretty quick is we are going to have no choice if we want to carry a gun. We're going to have no choice but to do it concealed, because here's what's going to happen. And I think I mentioned this just briefly Monday, is people are going to see this. They're going to get triggered. They're going to say, one of two things is going to happen. Maybe one of three things. One, some soccer mom is going to see it that doesn't understand and just go come completely unhinged and start hollering and fearing for her life and running to her car and scared to go shopping and scared to take the kids out and blah, blah, blah. And what's going to happen? You're going to get red flagged. You think that's over the top? I think you're nuts. You watch. Mark my words. It will happen. Second thing is you're going to have some liberal is going to see you and know who you are and what you stand for, and they're going to say, well, I'm going to fix that son of a biscuit eater. And they're going to get your license plate number as you drive away, and they're going to nonchalantly walk over to their car and get on their phone and say, oh, help me, this guy, here's his license plate number, he's carrying a gun, he pointed a gun at me, help, help, I feel threatened, help, blah, 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 blah. And they're going to run you down, and you know what's going to happen? You're going to get red flagged. And it may be worse than that. You may not only get your guns taken away, you may be imprisoned for a short period of time, you know, jailed for a short period of time until they get this all ironed out, or until you go to trial. The third thing that's going to happen is somebody that knows you is going to have it out for you for some reason or another, and they're going to do the same thing. They're going to say, well, I'm going to fix him. You know, that cotton picker stole my girlfriend in eighth grade, and I'm going to fix him right now. And they're going to pick up the phone, call the sheriff's department, and they're going to say the same thing. And you're going to be red flagged. You're going to be arrested or detained. Hey, Frog, good to see you in here. You're going to be arrested or detained, and you may conceivably they may use the Lautenberg Act against you if it happens to be, if they determine that it in any way, shape, or form smells like domestic violence in some way, they will use the Lautenberg Act, and you will lose your gun rights for the rest of your life until or unless you get a lawyer and get this all, you know, get some kind of a, you know, a pardon is not the right word because you didn't go to jail and you, well, you might go to jail. T-Burger, are you the one that lives over, how should I say it, over by where Mercy's place is? Are you in that area? Are you that T-Burger? We'll see here. All right, let's see. We've got, T-Burger just said these red flags or laws are extremely dangerous. The thing is, there's a lot of issues with this, and we've talked about it a little bit before. There's nearly 20 states in the United States that already have red flag laws. Some of them have been enacted recently. Some of them have had them for a long, long time. Everybody's crying the blues over this Marine that got his guns taken away. Red flag laws is not what got his guns taken away. The Trump administration is not what took his guns away. It had nothing to do with anything that's happened recently. It had everything to do with running his stupid mouth. He said things that he would have been thrown in jail 20 years ago for the same thing, for saying what he said. When you give those kind of threats, especially if you're a conservative, you will, okay, T-Birder, thank you for letting me know there. There is a little bit of delay here in the chat room. Anonymous 649, is this strictly podcast? No, there is no video, at least not at the present time. It's not a podcast yet. It's live right now. But, it will be a podcast either, you know, the next day or so. I'll probably wait till, Saturday or Sunday, and the podcast for today and Friday will be put online. So let me type in the address for the podcast. If you missed the live show or if you want to listen to it again, go to Thunder 57. Now I know who you are. Heck yeah. By golly, long time no see. Jeez, welcome back. The podcast is at www.tangosierrabravotsb.podbean. If I could spell... .com. tsb.podbean.com. And I usually get the podcast loaded up within a day or two. You know, sometimes I get lazy and it takes 4 or 5 days, but I get those up so you can listen to them there at your leisure if you want. That is overwhelmingly our largest audience is through the podcast. But so the red flag laws, if written correctly, wouldn't be nearly as intrusive as everybody's afraid of if they were written right. If your accuser has to produce some kind of undeniable evidence that you did this or did something, and, you know, it goes before a judge or something, and they determine, yes, there is reason to at least be concerned about this. And okay, maybe there, if you actually threaten somebody instead of just gave them a dirty look, stuck their tongue out at them, and they take your guns, okay, and then they determine, well, there was no threat here. It wasn't, what would you call it? Anyway, no threat. And they give your guns back. That's not the end of the world. I don't like it, but it's survivable. What's not survivable is what's going on here, and it's already happened. A man was killed in Maine here a few months ago with under their red flag laws. And what happened is somebody doesn't even know what they've done. They don't even know that they've offended some weenie out there somewhere, and they somebody comes knocking on the door, and the guy is there beating on the door, and the guy says, well, somebody's breaking into my house. He picked up the phone to call 911. About that time, the door crashes open, he pulls the trigger, and the lead cop gets shot, and then he gets dead, and all this has happened because of these stupid red flag laws. And overwhelmingly, these red flag laws are not written correctly. Some of them are. But they're not written correctly, and they are very dangerous. And you can be, for anything or for nothing, have your guns taken away. The T-Birder, that's absolutely correct. That's absolutely right. Whoever made this complaint against you should be held liable if they can't prove this. If they prove this is a false accusation type thing, then that person should be held liable, just like women should be held liable for rape accusations that turn out to be false. Damn right, they ought to go to jail. There's been many a man out there that have gone to jail and spent months and even years only to find out that the woman finally somehow gains a conscience at some point in her life and says that it was all made up. But still nothing happens to her, even though he's been in prison for 15 years. So, you know, we can't hardly win for losing. So here's a suggestion for you. I have talked about putting guns away for years on this show, 15 years, ever since the very beginning. I am not a fan of hiding guns to keep them from getting them. I've had people, when I had the gun shop, I had people come in wanting to buy some cheap piece of junk 22 just so they'd have something to surrender. I said, are you freaking kidding me right now? Really? That's not how it works. But I'll tell you this, and I've said it before. If it's not a bad idea to put a gun or two, you know, a handgun and a rifle, excuse me, or, a rifle and shotgun or handgun or rifle, whatever, you know, just a couple of them out there, and put them away, bury them, do whatever, so that if something, anything from your house burning down to them busting the door down at 4 o'clock in the morning and confiscating everything that you own, if that happens, if it starts happening very much around the country, I'm afraid that the patriots in this country may finally get, they may finally at some point have enough. And if they get to a point where they've had enough, they may determine that they need to dig these other guns up. And or if you just you needed to dig them up for self-protection, you know, when all yours have been taken, you need to protect yourself. You need to defend your family. You need to have something to fall back on. So for whatever reason that anybody decides they need to have a backup out there, I don't think it's all that bad of an idea to make a backup available. Let's see. Yeah, 6496, absolutely make it a felony, absolutely. If it's a felony for you to get your guns, you know, that you get accused of for doing stupid stuff, silly stuff, then people that have accused you of nothing and ruined your life, you dang right it ought to be a felony, without a doubt. Well, with all that being said there, I think it's time that we take a little...
I'll be back.
Welcome back to another segment of the Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network.
All right, we've spent about enough time on this, I think. I've got a request here from a friend in New Mexico. Wanted me to mention on the show tonight about that, say, New Mexico freedom-loving citizens are standing. Called all patriots. We absolutely need to be at the Clovis Courthouse, Clovis, New Mexico, at 1 o'clock on September 10th in a massive show of support of our lawsuit against the Secretary of State and the Attorney General. We need a great number of people who desire to preserve our constitutional rights to be in attendance and show this judge that we want our voices heard against the unconstitutional laws passed by our governor. So there's, a lawsuit against denial of petitions. These are the bills we tried to petition to give the voters the opportunity to agree or disagree. All were denied. They're currently being challenged in court on constitutional grounds, as well as denying the citizens of New Mexico their right to approve or disapprove laws. So a lot of stuff going on in New Mexico. You don't have to be a New Mexican to join them over there. All voices, all faces, all appearances definitely make a difference over there. You guys know that I've gone to many states to attend events such as this one. So, and I've gone, by golly, a long ways. When I lived in New Mexico, we went to, I've been to three different major events in Washington, one in Idaho, one in, when I was living in New Mexico, I came to one here, not here in Sholo, but over in Quartzsite. Some of you may remember that. That was a big deal. After I moved over here, we went to one in Cloudcroft, New Mexico. So, I've gone anywhere from a couple of hundred miles to 1,500 miles to make my voice heard and a little show of support for the people that are putting these things on. So that's what we do. It's just one of those things. All right, let me go. My little message thing here is blowing up, and I'll wait till after the show. We spend a lot of time talking about training, a lot of different firearms-related things, and why we think that some of these things are important. And people live in this fantasy world that thinks that there's just no reason to, they feel safe. They've been safe their whole life. They still leave their door unlocked. They don't lock their cars and one thing and another. And here is proof right here of why we need to not only train, but in that training to include situational awareness training. And this is something that you should practice and practice a lot. There has been quite a few things that have happened similar to this, but this is one of the worst ones right here. Fortunately, this woman was caught. This video shows a family walking down the street when a woman comes up to the younger kid who was 3 years old. And for no reason at all, out of the clear blue sky, they didn't know this woman, never seen her. She just quickly walked up to this kid and then come back. After the first one, and stabbed him. So after stabbing the first kid, the younger kid, she walked forward and come back to attack the second one, the older child, before the parents moved him out of the way. Since the incident took place, the woman has been identified and arrested. She could, according to officials, face anywhere from 5 to 7 years in prison. The family has no idea who the woman was or what her intentions were. So, would I have been able to prevent that if it was my kid? I don't know. I've taught my kids from a very, very young age to be, to stay close to mom and dad, to watch and pay attention to what's going on around you. My wife has been trained, extensively, or my ex-wife, when I had kids around us, had been trained a lot to do this kind of stuff, very, very alert and aware. But even so, the only thing I can say is this woman probably would have gotten shot. She wouldn't have run away. But it's important to get out of that bubble. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Not just looking forward all the time. When you hear footsteps, you hear paper rustling, you hear fabric rubbing together, like nylon or something like that, or somebody clearing a throat or, you know, anything like that. It costs you nothing to just simply turn your head quickly, identify where the sound came from, and go on about your business. But that little scuff of a shoe on the concrete, or that little rustle of nylon fabric or something like that, could be someone closing the gap between you and them. And you don't have time to ignore this. I could go on and on and on about this and all the things that I've seen and the stuff that we use in our training for that, but just suffice it to say for the time being that walking around in condition white, you know, and not paying attention to what's going on around you could be deadly. There's a whole lot more to this story, and a lot of bad language in it from responders here. But anyway, she was caught and faces up to 7 years in prison. Every time we do this, every time we talk about the following subject, I get accused of being anti-cop, and I am not. I have made it clear time and time and time again that I am very pro-peace officer. However, the number of incidents that happen that involves corrupt, bad cops is increasing exponentially. It's coming up faster than it ever has before. And I will never, ever, ever accuse all cops of being bad just because they're cops. Now, I will say that the overwhelming majority of cops do not understand the Constitution they took an oath to, or they would not be issuing speeding tickets and seatbelt tickets and enforcing unconstitutional gun laws and stuff like that. It doesn't necessarily make them mad. It makes make them bad. It makes them uneducated. It makes them ignorant of the things that they should be doing or not doing. So, as always, I tell people that I am not. But just because you wear a badge and uniform doesn't mean that you get a buy. It doesn't mean that you get off scot-free, that you're supposed to be ignored when you do things like stab people's dogs to death, try to, hurting kids and doing some of the stuff that a lot of these people do. And I'll be the first one to say that there are still many, many, many good cops out there. These two right here are not some of them. In Harris County, Texas, now Harris County, Texas is bad all by itself, the whole damn county. There's a lot of bad stuff goes on. I used to live in Harris County. But this is a good outcome for a bad story. These two cops have been charged with felony murder of a former compadre here. They murdered a narcotic squad sergeant. I'm sorry. That's backward. That's the two guys were, let's see, now it's felony charges, former sergeant Houston. Okay, we talked about these two people here getting murdered a month or so ago. The actual thing happened back in January. But this was a married couple who lived in a very modest home in Georgia, where they were killed, their dog and their dog were killed in a no-knock raid. And the one cop here, the Sergeant Goines, has been charged with felony murder. The other cop, Officer Bryant, Stephen Bryant, been charged with second-degree tampering of a government document. Both officers retired 2 months after the raid as the investigation into the raid proceeded. And there's a 26-minute long video on here that makes it pretty. So I remember when this happened, and we talked about the incident quite a bit. And this couple, they were, from the description in the story, they're great people. You know, the wife was a very Christian lady, sent a prayer to her mother every day and all this stuff. Now, that doesn't mean that they've not done anything wrong, of course. But anyway, in this particular instance, we know it was the police that fired the first shot. We know it's the police that killed the dog first after they broke down the door without any warning. Breaking in without warning is the point of a no-knock raid. But anyway, I'm glad to see that these two are being punished for what they did. Ideally, well, I can't say that. I want to say everybody that was involved in it should be, but I can't say that because the guys farther back in the line there, you know, they're doing their thing, doing what they're told. They've been the information that they've been given, they think that these people are a threat to humanity for whatever reason, and they're doing their job, just like the folks in Germany. I forgot what they... Anyhow. All right. More gun stuff. We got a gun thing coming up here in just a minute.
Campfire. Coffee. From a tin cup in my hand, it sure warms the fingers when it's cold. Playing an old guitar, a friend I understand, it sure smooths the wrinkles in my soul. Sleeping in the moonlight, a blanket for a bed, it leaves a peaceful feeling in my mind. Waking up in the morning with an eagle overhead makes me long to fly away before my time. I think God must be a cowboy at heart. He made wide open spaces from the start. He made grass and trees and mountains and a horse to be a friend. And trails to lead old cowboys home. Old cowboys home again. Trails Toledo Cowboys home again.
You know, there's a, before I get back to my stories here, all of a sudden we've had a huge influx of people that have done several things. You know, they friended me on Facebook. They found some of the groups that I run and the pages that I run and stuff. And I haven't mentioned this for a long time because it's kind of been a stalemate, you know. I mean, maybe stalemate's not the right word. We used to announce this stuff all the time and promote the things that we do and all that. And then it just got to a point where I just assumed everybody knew, and I'm not taking into account the, you know, I've had got like 2,000 friends on Facebook since we started doing this. More than that, 2,500 probably. And there's a lot of people out there that are just now learning about some of the things that we do, including the show and all that. So just real quick, I want to, for those of you that are listening or that will listen on the podcast later, what made me think of it, I just had 22 people all at one time within, you know, an hour of each other wanted to join LFA AZ 3%. And this is a page that we have. Liberty for All is what LFA stands for. And there's LFA Washington and LFA Arizona and LFA Missouri. And then we have our main, we have a LFA core group, which is a secret group, private, you know, secret, I think. And maybe it's just private, I don't know. Anyway, whatever it is. And LFA is an organization that, what would you call it? It's not a militia. It's somewhat related, but it, you know, but it's not. It's a constitutional task force where we will, LFA is the one, for those of you who may remember, when the VA was going to go into a guy's house and they were convinced that they could take his guns because of course, it wasn't the actual VA, but the VA was the one that got the cops involved. And LFA is the one that went and made a human chain around this guy's house in Spokane, Washington. Made a human chain around this guy's house and wouldn't allow anybody in. Well, they did finally, it was because he made a mistake on some paperwork. And they got it all worked out and everything was fine. Nobody got in trouble and the guy kept his guns. LFA is the one that was instrumental, the group that was instrumental in creating, in organizing the largest gathering of armed civilians since the Revolutionary War in December 13th, 2000, and I think 15. Most of you know about this, but some new people don't. There was somewhere between 2,000 and 2,500 people there, and pretty much all of them carrying guns. This was a sight to behold. It was a beautiful thing, I'll tell you what. I did go to that one. Anyway, that's what LFA 3%. We have a LFA Arizona. We are the, obviously, the Arizona branch of this, and we kind of try to take care of some constitutional things or anti-constitutional things or whatever down here in Arizona. A lot of you have heard of Anthony Bosworth. Anthony Bosworth runs, he's the chief cook and bottle washer of LFA, and he's the one that runs LFA Washington. And there's another veteran, a good friend of mine, that runs LFA Missouri. So that's all that. So there's a group that you can join. We have another one called Pioneer Preppers. Pioneer Preppers is reserved solely for survival and preparation type stuff, hints, tips, products, training, you know, whatever the case may be. Dying is Not an Option. That's another group that is related, that's dedicated entirely and specifically to training offered by Southwest Shooting Authority. And other training tips and ideas and stuff are certainly welcome, but we don't, it's my page, my company, my training, and I don't allow people to come in and promote their, well, sometimes I do, it depends on what it is. But competitors to do the same thing I do, no, I don't. It's not for it. If they want to do that, they do that on their own page. So that's just a few of them there. There's a page for the Shooting Bench and Southwest Shooting Authority, and there's just all kinds of stuff out there. Anyway, now a recent page that I've been involved with, and Tebow is involved. Tebow, if you would, if you're still with us there, if you'd put a link in there to the Gunsmith page that you and I are admins for, right off the hand, off the top of my head, I can't think of the entire proper name. If you'd get a link and throw that in there, I'd appreciate it. Now, this you have to be checked out and answer some questions to get into this. Group, and the group is absolutely 100% specifically dedicated to gunsmithing type things, some other firearms related issues, but not stupid little memes about dogs and cats eating celery or whatever the case may be. It's it has a specific purpose, and we keep it at that. So, if Tebow's still there, he'll throw a link in there. Maybe you guys, if you're interested in that thing, kind of thing. Now, don't join Disco. You can think you can throw every Second Amendment related meme online, because we'll delete them. That's not what it's for. We have a purpose in life. We have a general direction that we go here with this group. If you'd like to join us for something like that, then, you know, knock yourself out. Be glad to have you. A lot of stuff to learn on there. Anonymous, I just noticed your comment up there. Sad that America's gotten to a point where we're burying guns to avoid unconstitutional actions against us. You know, it is. There's a lot of things sad about this. I've been talking to people. A guy come and help me with a project that I was doing in town today with me all day, and we talked about this for, you know, 8 hours. And it's damn sure sad. It really is. The thing is terrible. Now, no goat memes, Yakima Glock. No, that's, now I don't remember. I don't know, remember if you're a member of that group or not. I don't remember if I invited you or not. If I didn't, I should have, because you would like that group. So evidently maybe Tebow's not still with us here. Let me check. He hit my little magic deal. He's not. So let me see if I can find that link real quick without taking a whole lot of time. Let me go over here and go here. And it is... Gunsmith, there it is right there. I think I found it. Yeah, there it is. All right, stand by 1 second. And I'll drop this link in here for you. If I can get it to open up. And then I will need to make myself scarce. Relinquish the throne here. Let's see. Copy. Let's put this over here. There's Tebow. Well, I'm putting the link in there for you anyway. All right, Yakima Glock, you can go and hit this link here and request it, and Tebow or I, one or the other, will put you in right away. We know your heart, and we know what you are all about, so you won't have any trouble getting in there. Just no goat memes, no. AZ Bound still trying to find out why his 1911 jams. Well, simply put, it's a 1911. No. And there's lots of those kind of discussions. You know, when it gets into the argument, to the silly argument of, you know, 9mm versus 45 and all, we'll let that go for a certain amount of time as long as it's productive and mature and intelligent. When it starts getting stupid, you know, we'll put it into it because we're just, it's just not what we do. It's not the kind of stuff that we're looking for there. So, all right, well, I'm going to scoot on out of here. Friday night's going to be a great Liberty Lounge, I think, for those of you that are new. Liberty Lounge is a almost all music-related version of the Shooting Bench. Generally classic country. Every once in a great while we'll do classic rock. But it's a lot of fun. 2 hours long from 8 to 10 Mountain Standard Time. Right now that's the same as Pacific. So I will see you all then. Thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. Especially you new folks. Thanks for coming in.
This has been The Shooting Bench with Cope Reynolds of Southwest Shooting Authority.